A peace prize related to a war. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. This year, the Nobel Peace Prize being shared by human rights organizations in Russia and Ukraine and a jailed activist in Belarus, Alice Bialatsky.
Our message is an urge to the authorities in Belarus to release Mr. Bialyatsky.
The chair of the Nobel Committee, Barrett Rees-Anderson, says they're all being honored as human rights champions and democracy fighters as well. Just last night, President Biden warned the threat of Armageddon is at its highest level since the 1962 Soviet-Cuban Missile Crisis, telling a Democratic fundraiser in New York, Russian leader Vladimir Putin is not joking when he threatens the use of nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons. Earlier in the day, the president went to pot.
I'm announcing a pardon for all prior federal offenses for the simple possession of marijuana. There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction.
Now, the president's son Hunter may soon face charges. There are reports that could be related to taxes and a gun purchase.
A source with knowledge of the investigation tells Fox News it has reached a significant and critical phase. Also, federal investigators are no longer collecting evidence. It's moved past that point and is now in the hands of the United States attorney in Delaware.
Fox's David Spund. In the Trump classified documents investigation, the New York Times reports the Justice Department has told the former president's lawyers they don't believe he's handed over all the material he took from the White House, even after what the FBI seized from the Trump Florida home. Why is the question in Las Vegas after a man went on with a big kitchen knife, started stabbing people on the strip unprovoked in the casino near the Wynn Casino?
There was actually a lot of blood. There was a one showgirl on the ground. There was another showgirl on top of her trying to help her friend.
Two killed, six injured, the suspect in custody.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
America's listening. Months after the massacre at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school, the controversy simmers over the law enforcement response. It took well over an hour to stop and kill the shooter.
Crimson Elizondo is one of seven Texas troopers under investigation for their response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary. After the shooting, she quit her job and was recently hired as a school police officer by the Uvalde School District. Parents were outraged.
Blatant slap in the face. It's disrespectful.
It's ridiculous. You know, every business, every employer does no background checks.
Elizondo has since been fired and the school district apologized, but also claims they didn't know she was being investigated. Several law enforcement agencies have been criticized for a slow response to the shooting when a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. Jill Nato, Fox News.
We'll get an update on the job market next hour, the monthly employment report.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal estimate that 275,000 jobs were added in September. The jobs market remains strong, but has shown some recent signs of softening. In August, employers pulled back sharply on hiring, adding 315,000 jobs during the month, which was the lowest level in a year.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky, of course. Wall Street could react to whatever the numbers are this morning. So far, futures are up slightly the day after a sell-off when the Dow went down more than 300 points. The Thursday night football game went to overtime, and it came down to this play.
Good protection, slides, fires, broken up in the end zone.
So the Colts stopped the Broncos in the end zone on fourth down on Amazon Prime Video to preserve a 12-9 lead in overtime. That was the final score, Indianapolis beating Denver. Baseball's playoffs start today with four wildcard games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.